Number 695. My gracious Redeemer, I love.
Oh, Looks at the sister singing to the brother on verse 2, and the brother singing to the sisters on verse 3. So the sisters sing verse 2, and the brother sing verse 3.
Oh,
Good evening.
It's good to see those of you here this evening. Hopefully you're getting warmed up. We're singing that song, We Have Met to Worship. And I just have a couple things about worship. We had men's meeting yesterday morning, and Adam Lehi taught. It was really good on worship, and I've used a couple points just to guide our thoughts this evening as we sing. Psalms 95, I just want to read the first three verses that goes along with it. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. We don't have to sing to worship. There's a lot of ways that we can worship, but often the easiest way that when we think about worship, it is with singing. And that's what we're thinking about tonight, because we are planning to sing all evening. So there's just a couple things about singing or about worship that I want to point out. Worship is our response to God for what he has done for us. So in our in 666 there, we sang that one, let us adore the Lord our God. It's what we're thankful for what he has done for us, for his salvation, what he has offered to us. And one thing that I didn't think about till yesterday morning was that we can enjoy God. We can enjoy that chance to worship. And to go along with that, the second point is that ability to worship is given to us by God. He allows us to worship him. It's not that we have to, but he has allowed us to. And he has allowed us to another point is that our worship will never be perfect. And those of you who lead singing or sing or any kind of worship, we make mistakes. We sing the wrong verse. We sing the wrong note sometimes. And so our singing will never be perfect. But God accepts our imperfect worship. And that is that's special. So the other point is that our worship is going to have a direction. And as we worship tonight, we want to worship the God that saved us and has done everything for us. So this evening, some of our leaders will be taking requests. Some will sing their own songs. And Brother Dustin's going to close. Whenever you stop giving selections, I suspect he'll stop singing. And he's going to have closing prayer then. So at this time, those who are able, I think we will kneel for prayer. And then Brother Jesse, he'll start leading. Let's kneel.
Good evening. I'm going to lead one song, and then after that, I will take a few requests. Please do not be offended if I cannot lead your song. I am by no means a very experienced leader, but I will do my best. I will lead this first song, and then we'll take requests. Let's turn to number 6 in the green book, and all stand, please.
Lord, let my feet
It's a tough crowd.
16 in green.
16.
Jesus, lead us by the Lord, for the Bible tells me so.
black book.
Number 81 in black.
Be filled with the Spirit. Welcome.